Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is Boy Poetic, and I'm telling you guys right now, I'm excited. The holidays are here, and we are so excited because we're getting ready to move into a new year. But before we get into it, we're going to tell you, tonight we're talking about pushing reset and wiping the calendar clean. And as we always do right here on Hip Hop National, I want to take us into a short prayer as we move forward. Lord, thank you once again allowing us to come together collectively as a community to communicate about this business of music. Lord, as we move forward, we ask that you bless every ear, every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to this program, that they can get something from it, move forward with it, and help another person. We ask that you also guide them as they think moving forward into the future of next year. We ask you this in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. All right, guys. Tonight we're talking about pushing reset and wiping the calendar clean. That means, okay, facing up to the things that you were unable to accomplish. Look back on your calendar from last year and say, oh, okay, all this here, these things I didn't do, but I said I would do them. Well, it's one of those things. In life is tough. It's not an easy task. You can't get everything done that you set out to do, but you can get them done. You just got to reset and put it on the calendar for next year. That's how we're going to go ahead into the topic tonight. I'm going to open up the floor. I'm going to go to this lovely lady. I love hearing her energy on the show. Got to bring her in full force, Tiffany. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm glad to be here. I'm Tiffany Jade Hightower for Hi-Fi Films. So I come bring another voice for a different part of the artistic field. But I am here to say that if I had to reset this year, I honestly don't think I would. I just plan on moving forward in 2014. There's not, thank God, there's not really much that I set out to accomplish that I, thank God, I didn't. But the only thing about it is there are certain changes that I would make as far as learning how to pace myself through this process a little bit better. So that's mine.
Awesome. And we're going to get into that, definitely. Raw Dog, this is my brother in the cut, always in the cut with me. I mean, he's deep down in the trenches with me, guys. When I tell you guys, he's my counselor. He's my big brother. He's all kinds of people. He wears a lot of hats in my relationship with him. My brother in the cut, Raw Dog, welcome to the show.
Wow, bring me my Santa hat and my drink. Lord, you just pumped air up me. Thank you. All right. Hey, you know, I got my Christmas present. Tiffany called in. Santa's good this year to me.
So. Stop it. I'll charge you after the show. Anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, you can try. I'll send you a check. You know what happens then.
I'm joking. Uh-oh.
We
talked about that. The show.
Yeah. Oh, let's get to the subject because we're leaving poetic out of the conversation.
Exactly.
Reset. Well, you know, I'm going to say this to you. To reset a year means, guess what? You have regrets. You have done some things that you feel that you wish you hadn't done. Well, guess what? Everything you do is a lesson. You learn it the easy way, you learn it the hard way. But take it as a lesson. You know, you're still alive. There's still hope. You know, when you say the calendar, you know, okay. Remember, you know, forgive those that, hey, you had differences with. You don't have to burn bridges. You just don't have to go back. You know, and when we talk about this resetting and the music and what have you, those artists that had desires of being millionaires at the end of the year, well, okay. It didn't happen, okay? So guess what? That doesn't mean quit. That means reevaluate. You know, everything that you do, you know, it can be done better. You know, you don't have to throw away a song. I know an artist that told me that a song that they had done the lyrics for and what have you, it was done. and I just kind of laughed, and I went, wow. You mean to tell me that you just put something on the shelf and it can never, ever, ever, ever grow. It can never, ever change. It can never get better. It's perfect the way it is. And I said to myself, wow, if there was only an opening in the box that they could see out, they could see bigger than inside of their mind. Because, you see, guess what? Things can grow. The timing might not have been right. It could have been changed. So to reset and put your calendar in order doesn't mean you have to just shelve something. You know, go back, reevaluate, and then take a different approach, because success is in the blood, sweat, and tears in this industry. It sounds crazy, but you're going to have tears because you're going to have failures. It's going to take the blood that you're running through your body to invest in yourself, to promote yourself, and to believe in yourself, okay? So when we start talking about reset and what have you, it's not the point of giving up. It's the point of reevaluating and learning and growing. So that's my beginning portion of this show, Poet. Other than that,
right.
Pass me my drink, son. Okay.
All right. Hey, Tim, so you say you didn't have any regrets, which is great. This is a good thing.
Yeah, that was a good thing, wasn't it?
You know, no. Poetic, let me say one thing, is that after thinking about this, why Raw Dog was talking, I wouldn't consider it reset for me. But if I, in going forward, I would hire more people to help me to do some of the things that I did this year. You understand what I mean? Because by me doing so much and taking so much upon myself, health-wise, mentally and physically, I don't necessarily think that was the best idea because, yeah, I did it fine. It was great. I did what I could do. But at the same time, had I added a few more people into the puzzle, then they probably could have helped push things forward a little bit quicker instead of me having to wait till this part of the year.
So, that was interesting.
Yeah.
That was very interesting.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So let's say this, though. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So, my question for you.
Don't argue with huh?
Did you notice he has that little bounce in his voice? He's getting ready to
have
come
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, what's
have
coming
you
next?
Met all deadlines in which you put out? Have you met all
Thanks.
Goals that you have set?
Okay.
Wait. Listen. And I want you to ask these questions. These questions. Have you met all the deadlines that you set? Have you met all the goals that you reach? Have you met the financial goals to take it to the next level? If not, when I'm saying push and reset is,
mm-hmm.
okay, you didn't make it. If you didn't make it, I'm not saying that you didn't, because you may have. I'm not saying that you didn't, you know, and you don't have to admit to it. But in the event that you don't, in the event that you did it, reach all the goals.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with cleaning the slate so that burden of I didn't accomplish it won't be thrusting over your head, cleaning the slate, clearing the slate, and say, you know what, I'm moving full forward with full focus and making it happen this year.
Be careful. You got to close to the cliff.
No, no, no. Let me tell you how I won't fall off the edge.
Now, shoot your
book.
As far as me, you know, you have to make it clear, because there's a difference between the goals that I set for me and the things that I wanted to involve other people in that were accomplished. As far as me putting, as far as me doing what I could do personally, that's one thing. But you can't really always intertwine those two between your expectation of others and the goals that you have for yourself. So it's like, would I wipe the slate clean? No, because I can't do that, because otherwise then I can't really move forward when I do that. I have to keep the slate as it is and just push harder to accomplish whatever goals that I have that do involve other people. Do you understand what I mean? You can't, I don't believe in wiping the slate clean, because then you start from a clear plane and you have so much more to do. Whereas instead of just, a lot of times you can just improve on what you have done for the next year, not to push
reset and start everything all over. Don't let me argue here with you, but I will say this.
Please argue with me.
I can embrace what you're saying. I totally embrace what you're saying, because...
Well, you don't have to agree with me, because at the end of the day,
listen,
we'll still agree to disagree.
Words, he's getting ready to turn on me.
And I agree with what you're saying here. You're saying, if I had a glass of milk and I'm three quarters of the way, and I had a certain time in which I had to fill that glass,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to pour the glass out to restart over.
Right.
All right. So I totally get what you're saying.
I got a question for you.
What's that?
What's full? See, your analysis of full is the way
mm-hmm.
you perceive it.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Thank you, Raw Dog. Thank you.
No, wait a minute. Now, hold it. Now, wait a minute. Now.
See?
Your perception of full is, you said three quarters of the glass.
I said three quarters.
To me, that's a full glass, because three quarters, you're not going to spill it.
No. Okay.
That's a full glass.
I'm going to make a point here. What I'm trying to say is, it's not the glass it's not the project that you're going to dump. I don't want you to dump your project and start over again.
Oh.
I want you to reset goals so you can continue making it happen. Many have, don't get me wrong, many have come, they done put out projects. I'm talking about, they done made their CDs, they done mixed it, they done mastered it. They hadn't made the success financially with the music. They hadn't made a success financially with their films. They just didn't reach the goal in a certain time frame in which they said, and then they quit. Those people have emptied the glass.
Okay, but see,
they're doing it with the wrong task. That's my point. There's a big difference.
No, you see, this is what I disagree with you on, and we're going to have to start pretty early. This is the thing, is that you're using, and this is the word that you chose to use, so maybe it's semantics, maybe it's something else, but you chose to use the word reset. And that's not really necessarily that, what we need to do.
Oh,
what we actually need to do is that... No. So wait, I'm not done.
Hey, Daphne, press the number one if you'd like to be involved in the conversation.
All right.
Go ahead.
No, instead, how about saying, what can you do to improve on your dreams, your aspirations,
I'm so human, I'm going to admit, because Miss Tiffany, she's being feisty. I'll admit, I put the wrong word there. Let me change it. What you want me to change?
Down.
I got a head start right now. let's continue.
But see, you know what?
It's before the end of the year, so we got to get right.
See, yes,
all right.
You did. And now I'm so proud.
I need y'all to, right on. Y'all go ahead and hold your conversation. I'm going to screen the line real quick, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Well, you know what? You did very well and on getting on him, and I'm proud of you, Tiffany. I told you
it was
my Christmas present.
Yeah,
see, I get tired of being the only one. But, you know, when they talk about reset, you know, the way he's speaking of it,
yeah.
First of all, that person's got to have a passion in what they're doing. So, you know, when you talk about reset, that to me, that's like a lesson learned. But that's just a lesson, you know. It's like one monkey don't stop your show. And you know, it's funny like that because a true artist, or a true, like you, being in the film industry, you're not going to stop. You're going to learn and get stronger. You know, now, I don't know if your goal is making $1 million. That's just...
No.
There's the catch to this.
I think artists that go in to
make it rich have the wrong focus.
Exactly.
They should be in it because there's a pleasure in creating and entertaining and doing what they're doing. And, you know, when it comes right down to it, you know, if you don't have that in your spirit, in your mind, and you wake up without it in your brain, then you might as well go get a 9-to-5 job, okay? Because that's what you're looking at it. You're looking at it in the wrong direction because I don't know anyone that's made it overnight as a sensation. They had to work.
You know, Broadwalk, I have to tell you one thing, is that I had a specific goal, and this is a goal that maybe when Al comes back online, then I can kind of express to him a little bit more. My goal was not to have the full amount to finance this film overnight. Or even by now, my goal is to get as much awareness to the project and to also the second purpose of the campaign, which is to bring awareness to multiple sclerosis and to motivate them to continue to follow their dreams. I prayed about this, and I prayed and said, you know what, God, let this happen. Once I have gotten the support and the awareness out there that I know is the God-given goal you have for me. So it's not just about one thing. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
It's not just about, because when it really came down to it, I could have spent this whole year trying to find just one investor on the piece, but that is not going to get me the awareness worldwide that I need about not only the film, but also about the disease, multiple sclerosis, and also about motivating them to follow their dreams. Do you understand what I mean? So I prayed about this. That's why I feel. Go ahead.
You know what? Now, speaking of your project, now we have received submissions, okay, that we're going to be getting to you. But
that'd be nice.
Now here's the thing. You've done more explanation about some of the content of the movie. See, it's like, how do you create music for a movie and you're not sure exactly what you're trying to express, you know? And so, you know, it's like, okay, I don't know if this is going to be anything she's going to embrace because I'm not sure of exactly what it's dealing with. And, you know, the funny part about this is that, you know, Poetic loves you, I love you, and, you know, we think that, you know, you are definitely someone trying to bring awareness about multiple sclerosis. And so, you know, we're behind you, you know. I mean, that's why I say I was very happy to see you on the panel this evening. Because we missed you.
Well, thanks.
You know?
It's been a couple of weeks.
Well, you know what? But see, I'm a guy. I love to hear female. Okay.
Oh, well,
He can be nice and sweet. He's still on board, so I can talk to him. Oh, you back?
I'm back. I just wanted to see.
Sorry about that.
You're just being quiet.
Anyway, include any,
we'll save the rest for later.
Others, please. Guys, if you are listening in by any device other than the conversation via the phone, call in at 213-559-2995. That'll give you a chance to chime in. And then when you chime, when you want to chime in, just press the number one. That'll allow us to know that you want to get involved with the topic. We are here, and we'd like to connect with you. When I was talking about, I did hear where you were going at, Tiffany. And when I and maybe the word reset is not the thing, but a lot of times is what only reason why I did use the word reset is a lot of people beat themselves up, and I'm not talking about you in specific. How about the one I'm talking about, the people who did not reach it? And I can tell you like this: I'm one of those people that when I don't reach something, I just say, "Oh, okay, boom, I have to reset. I have to rethink it out and re-strategize, because there I am so human. I have that human element inside of me. I'm not a robot. I'm not able to accomplish all that I set out to do, but I'm not going to beat myself up and beat myself down and not go forward to complete the big picture, the big goal, the big dream that I have. Yes, I've failed at many things, but I've accomplished many things, too, and I count the losses against the things that I accomplished, and I say, okay, I got to keep going. A lot of people don't do
that. Can I jump in here on you for a second? Because
hold on a second.
You just beat yourself down.
A lot of people don't do that, and they continue to beat themselves up. Tonight is to motivate them to keep on going.
Just beat yourself up in front of Tiffany and I, because I'm going to tell you something.
You actually did. You actually did, and I have to agree with Raw Dog with one
There's
thing.
If you try.
Well.
You just did not achieve your goal. That's not failure. That's falling short. See, when you use the word failure, that's totally in the pit of darkness. So I want you to make a New Year's resolution.
And
never to use the word failure.
I disagree.
Let me finish this. I have failed on the bicycle,
and you have too. We have all fallen short.
You said
of what
failed.
We planned. Failed.
Okay.
Fall.
No. There's no.
Fall.
You tried.
Whatever.
And you did not succeed.
And you try and you don't succeed.
You fell short of accomplishing what you were trying to do.
Okay.
However, you know that old phrase?
If you did not accomplish it, you failed at accomplishing.
Oh, hell. I mean, no. That is so wrong.
Okay. I might be wrong.
Why don't you just cut off your legs?
Yeah, you're wrong with that. You're wrong with that all day.
Okay,
Al, you're wrong with that all day.
I may be wrong. It's how you
you are.
Hey, it's how you recover. I may be wrong.
No.
But I still recover, and I will recover to do what I need to do.
Well,
yeah, but
I ain't wrong there.
I'm sweating,
right about that.
You guys got me sweating. Caller 864901. State your name, where you're calling in from.
My name is Daphne D. Williams, and I'm calling in from South Carolina by way of Brooklyn, New York.
All right,
and
Daphne. I know you've been chiming in. What you got? Please come on my side and not on their side. Other than that, I'm going to have turn off the mic.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we should, you know, we all fall short. We do. But my thing is we need to revamp what we're doing and stop. I think we are very, I would guess this is a word, celebritized, that we see the reality shows and we see people they look like they have it all together. We don't see the airbrush. We don't see the curtain being pulled. We don't see all the lights and all the things on the in the backdrop. And we just assume we're just going to arrive and we're just going to make it just because we're good. You know how many talented people are living under a bridge right now? You know, because they either they by choice or whatever, because they consider themselves to be failures. So I don't think that it's failure so much. I think it's, did you learn the lesson? What you going to learn in this lesson? You know, I was sick in the hospital this year, and I said, God, okay, once I learn this lesson, I want this to be a quick process, Lord, because I want to learn the lesson. I don't have to repeat it. So I need to get sleep at night. I need to do better by myself and make sure my body is resting properly and eating the right foods in order to revamp and recuperate. So I understand when you say reset, but for me, you know, here we are. I don't know how many people, what's your age bracket or who's listening, but I know when I was little, we prayed for this time right now, the Jetson life. We couldn't wait for this time to get here, and now it's here, and all you hear online, well, not all you hear, but a lot of people are complaining, oh, the computers, I can't get a job. Create your own job. Create your own vision, but you don't even have a plan yet because it's not written down. The Bible clearly says write the vision, make it plain on tablets, you know. Write the vision, though it's hairy, that means to wait on it. But while you're waiting, you're working, you're doing something. We want it just to happen. And some people say they're in the music business, they don't want to pay a person to do a press release or a bio. They have their friend, mom and them, doing a bio. Come on, invest in yourself. You have tattoos, you have all these sneakers, you have all this stuff, but you're not investing. I put a picture on Instagram the other day of my nail polish and my toe polish. I don't really put pictures of my feet and all that good stuff like that. But I did that to say if I was spending $60 every 2 weeks, at the end of the year, that's $1,440, and you still say you don't have enough money to invest? I don't get it. What do you want out of life? And this right here is the new economy. The new economy is you write your own checks. When I personally got focused on who I am, I'm not a musician, but I work with a lot because I write bios, I do press kits. I started to see what I needed for myself as a writer. So I wanted to say, well, you know what? I see these people doing social media wrong. I know because I was doing it wrong once upon a time. You know, there's a book that everybody should get, Jab, 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 Right Hook. And I can't think of his last name. I'm going to just say it. I'm going to probably say it wrong. But if you Google it wrong, it'll come up. Vaynerchuk. And he basically is telling you jab, 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 right hook is saying, hey, share, 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 and then say, check out my CD. Don't just come popping up on my page being disrespectful. Hey, could you go to my page? Look, Ma, no hands. Come on. Nobody really cares about your message or your brand the way you do until you show that you care about theirs. If you say, hey, I'm a publicist, this is what I do. Oh, hey, you shouldn't do this when you're sharing your press release. You should do X, Y, Z. Here's five key things. So you're offering value. That makes people want to do business with you. You're saying, wow, she just gave me all that information. You know what? Let me go see how much she charged for a press release. Or let me see how much he's going to charge me to come to his studio because I really like his beats because he showed me the machine on how to use it. We're so selfish and we're so afraid. Oh, that's my competition. Your competition is you. But you're really not your competition because you don't have a goal. You have an idea. I have a $1 million idea, but it's still in your head, so it's really not. It's just a thought. It's not a plan. It's not on paper. You don't think about it every day. If you thought about it every day, you would get up more. You might stay up later. You just don't want to get sick like I did. But I don't know. For me, I'm competing with myself. And every day I want to get better and better. And I want to become who God called me to be. And if that's in the ministry of helping people, I used to give it all away. I can't do that anymore. I have a mortgage. I have different things to pay. How dare you come to me and disrespect me and you know my value and you don't want to pay for the services. I don't even want to deal with you. So I started looking towards more affluent people who can pay me for what I'm worth because they see my value. And if you can't see your own value, how you expect someone else to invest in you? You won't invest in yourself, but you always post some pictures that you're going to get the new, latest tattoo, the latest Jordans. It's ridiculous. It's like, what do you really want out of life? Do you want to play this game and look at, you know, Love and Hip Hop and want to be on the air and people relocating to Atlanta? That doesn't mean you're going to be on the show. How about you be behind the cameras and get the residual money? But, I mean, that's just me.
Wow. Great, what a
and
great
she threw you under the bus, too, because she said no such word as failure.
And you know something? Hey, I'm gonna suck it all in, and I'm gonna disagree. Anyway.
Yeah. Hardhead makes a
what? I just kidding with y'all. Actually, I'm gonna suck it all in, and I agree the way you guys are saying it. I'm not saying that it's not failure, but don't get me wrong. Einstein has failed. He failed several times before he created, the light bulb.
Right.
So.
Unsuccessful.
No, actually, let me pull
he was
up the quote.
Unsuccessful.
Okay, unsuccessful. And then I'm going to look up the word unsuccessful in a thesaurus.
Oh, important that you're missing.
No.
She said something very important that you're missing. So
right.
Let another woman talk and give her a high five for what she just said. A lot of times people who choose not to invest in themselves and instead invest in superficial things, and not only do they invest in superficial things. I got there first.
Yeah.
So come on, sister, that's right. Come on, high five. I'm just saying. She said it because is that instead of taking that time to invest in superficial things and to promote that, take that time to invest in yourself and to promote the actual dream and goal that you have. That's 100% true. And that's something where I think a lot of people fall short. It's no surprise. I've put it all the way out there. You don't see me ever posting about how I'm going to, five-star restaurants all the time. Through this whole process, I have been eating frozen freaking pizza every day. And spending money to promote my own project, to spend money to invest in my own project, and to make sure that other people knew that it was something worth investing in. Not only that, but I also made it a point, I go to the high schools to help them out. I take my time. I give my time to not only just help myself, but also help the youth of today. And that's what we have to do. Instead of staying that same bubble about us and what we failed at and what we succeeded at. If you look outside it, at the end of the year, who will you say that you also invested in? Who will you say that you also helped out that needed your help at the time of need? What will you say at the end of the year that you have done to help the humanity of today? That's what I'm saying. So that's why I say that I have not completed necessarily all my goals, but I will not push reset, because even on those days when I did not have the energy, that I did have bad bouts with MS, I still made sure to show up first thing in the morning to go to high schools and talk to the students as well. That's what makes me happy, and that's what makes me know that I'm living God's will.
You go, girl.
You go, girl.
Now, Al, what were you saying? I'm just kidding.
I was saying, I'm sorry. I do apologize.
He under the bus. He's waving the flag.
Help me, guys.
No, because now the women are supporting each other. Yeah,
let me throw this in there so Al you can kind of climb from underneath.
Hey, Rondo. Now, you know what time it is.
I'm trying to help you.
I would love for you to do that, but it is that time.
What time?
You know what time it is, sir.
It's money time.
All right. All right, guys. We'll be back in just a moment. Raw Dog, when we come back, we're coming back to you because you said you was going to be on my side for a moment. You my brother, man.
He's nice, but he's smart.
My what?
All right, guys. We're talking about pushing and wiping your calendar clean. So we'll be back in just a moment.
It's time to play. You're ready to go, ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products, starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development, website hosting, internet audio presentation,
voiceover,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
CD commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine,
a national flyer buddy system,
an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way.
And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number.
And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555.
That's 877-580-8555.
Hip Hop National Radio,
your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion.
Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio.
We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, and we're back. We're talking about pushing the button and wiping the calendar clean. Okay, guys, it don't feel good when the firing squad is coming at you. Hopefully we got somebody on Poetic's team tonight. I'm going to go to Raw Dog. Raw Dog, what were we talking about, man?
Hey, bring me another drink, and is the party bus here? Okay, let me know when it's here. Okay.
Poetic needs to restart his whole conversation.
Hey, when you're that far under the bus, it's hard to get you out. But what I wanted to tell you,
I feel like I'm finding the bus and I'm just getting rolled back and forth. But it's all good. It's all good.
So you understand, right?
Good to know.
It is definitely man down. But listen, now what I wanted to bring in is something that I wanted to make a public service announcement, and that's to all the young producers and what have you. Don't upgrade your operating system in your computer if you're using it for music. Now it is the right time to buy the plugins or the different programs they have for music and the mastering and editing of the former operating systems that were the standard. So that Windows has changed their operating systems to Windows 8. And Mac has changed theirs to OX 10 point something something. But if you have an older operating system, now it's time, it's bargain time. The programs that were $300 are now $50. So it's time to go out there and get what you need that you didn't have to make your product even better. I've been there. I bought a bunch of them just in the last couple of months because they're no longer going to be producing them. They're going to the newest operating systems for the computers. So to reset and go forward for the things that you didn't have, look to invest in those. You know, because in this whole thing, I think you're going to find that the things that you weren't able to accomplish or weren't able to complete because of lack of something, is the tools are only going to make you a better skilled person in this industry. You know, I mean, it turns into the type of thing that I don't use the word failure. I use the word trying. Trying to achieve your goal. And sure, you're going to fall short. But everyone does. There are very few people in this world, the first time they try to do something, do they achieve any goal that they might set. It takes mind, it takes body, and it takes the point of understanding all about what you're doing to be able to accomplish it. Now, you know, Poetic is my friend. I've talked to him. I'm older than Poetic, and I try to tell him two things that I see younger people doing. Even you just mentioned it, Tiffany, trying to do too much. Slow down. Think about what you're doing. Make a plan. Now, Tiffany makes plans. I like that about her. I see that she's well-organized in that. But realize how big of a load you're taking on. Yes, you have the strength to do it. Yes, you're the one that believes in yourself. That's why I love Tiffany. Poetic, you believe in yourself. You just need to slow down and not panic. You know, hey, we all did it. I did it when I was young. You know, I'd panic. I mean, Jesus. There was a few times there that, yeah, you wouldn't have known me. But in that same refrain, I learned that there is a way to do what you want to do, to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. It's just that in your calendar, you say today, but it might be next week. You know, it's like if it's there and it's in God's plan, it's going to formulate. It's going to come around. You're going to have to learn. You might have to redo instead of reset. You might have to rebuild. Instead of reset.
I'm going to look up these words in the thesaurus.
Yeah, you should.
Just about
and come back and tell us what the definition is.
Yes, I am.
Don't
yes,
have
I am.
It's catch 22 between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah. And sometimes you're right, and sometimes you're wrong. And
yes.
This time you are wrong.
you know the beautiful part about it is going –
Daphne, come on, Daphne.
No,
I love you,
I'm
Daphne.
I'm listening and I'm learning.
Come on, I'm your buddy.
I think the pushing the button is a better word because reset to me, when I think of the word reset, you know, I had to reset my iPhone. What happened when I reset it? I lost all my contacts. That's horrible.
Exactly.
Business, right?
Exactly.
So reset means to start from scratch, from the very beginning. And if you didn't have your, if you did not have your information in the cloud, which I did not on this go round. This is my second time resetting a brand new phone. So you can imagine the headaches, the horror. So now what I do, the old fashioned way, I write all my contacts down because I cannot trust this phone.
So if I reset my computer and I have my manuscripts in it,
yeah,
I'm going to lose everything.
Funny?
So it's scary to hear the word reset, you know,
Thank you. In the process of all you built.
But in a
set,
you know something? In a sense, Daphne, you reset to the old ways of doing things.
No.
Yes, I did.
Which is good. That's the old way.
There's no lifelines, Al.
She realized that
true.
The old ways
I agree with you.
Were some of the better ways.
Right.
But
remember
now,
when we used to remember
now,
150 numbers?
Okay,
and now we can remember
but
two
now.
Numbers?
Here's the question. How many places did you have to go to search for a phone book?
How many places did I have to go to search for?
You know,
to
get your
book?
Own, you know, because I went through the same thing, and you know what? They don't sell them everywhere anymore.
Right. They don't sell. Well, I didn't even go that far. I have spiral notebooks that I keep. I have different things in it, almost like subjects for your big goofy notebook. So I'm just,
right.
So in a way, yeah, I did have to reset my thinking on how I can't trust this phone. Is it my own fault? It could be my fault for not updating.
Now we're getting progress.
You know, maybe it's because I didn't update to me, they're making the update so quick. It destroys whatever you have on your phone. So I mean, I watch videos, pictures, everything. That's not good for me as a writer, as a branding person. I was just lost. So I said, okay, now today I actually bought 3 more spiral notebooks because I make sure it happened to me on my computer. My computer crashed. I was so afraid that I lost everything, and this guy was able to save things for me. So now I don't trust that I'm going to say, let me bookmark this site, and it's going to be there. No, I write the site down. I write the site down. So when you say reset, restart, push the button, I just feel like, you know, learn the lesson, don't get stuck on a dot, and move on. Because, I mean, how are you going to get where you say you want to go if you're going to keep restarting, starting all over? It's impossible to keep starting all over.
Hey, I'm a big boy here. I'm going to go ahead and admit I'm on a thesaurus right now. And I'm going to admit it was the wrong
word.
So
a big boy wouldn't have had to go to the thesaurus. A big boy would have known it.
It was the wrong word.
But I love you.
I apologize. Forgive me. I'm on a bus.
And you're not getting out today. Not today. I don't think you're done.
Yes, and I'm glad I joined the right side because you wanted me to follow in on that.
Very smart.
You,
see?
Misery likes
you're
company.
Smart.
When you're wrong, you go to stand by yourself.
But how many people actually will not admit they're wrong and they'll just go ahead and not start, restart, push the button because they're afraid? You know, I've been doing this for 10 years. I've been trying to be a rapper for 10 years. Or, you know, I have a friend that I'm helping him with his public relations for his film. And if I tell you how long he's been doing this and how many deals he had and how many deals fell through, he is relentless. He will not stop. He refuses to. He sold everything. So that's when I tell people, you know, with the going back to the nail polish, it took me 25 minutes to do my toes and my hands. I did not go to a shop. So my time management, I'm putting that in order. And I didn't spend $60 or $70 or $80 for my, you know, to get my nails done. And so how dare you say you don't have money to put a show together or to get some flyers done or to promote yourself properly on Facebook if you're an artist? If you say you're an artist, why are you sharing all kind of garbage? You should share what you're about, other people's music. Stop hating on people, lurking on their page, and not giving them credit for things on Instagram. I mean, I did a branding call the other day, and people were saying, social media is a waste of my time. Well, if you want it for 4 hours doing nothing, yeah, it's a waste of your time. This one guy, he took pictures on his iPhone, and he's in Sports Illustrated, and they offer him a book deal because of that particular, you know, his using his social media to leverage his skills as a photographer without a camera. So he didn't make an excuse. He found a way around it, and he leveraged it, and that's what you need to do with your music. Because, I mean, it's so many talented people out here with music, with art, and it's really sad to see people actually, I won't say fall by the wayside, decide to sit on the wayside, because that's a decision. And we have to give ourselves permission to actually live our dreams. You have someone here with MS. Come on. She's not making excuses. She's getting up every day, and she's going to the schools. And
amen.
I can't
amen.
Even tell you all the stuff that I've gone through and what the doctor said to me. So I just keep going. I keep going. When God's ready, I'm out of here. So, but now that I'm here, I give back to the youth too. And, you know, my call was free. I do stuff. When I see people doing it wrong, it frustrates me. Let me help them. And I told them straight up, this is not a sales call. I'm not trying to pitch you because I don't even know if you're the right client for me. When I was chasing money, I would want your business. Now I don't want your business because I don't want the headache. So I'd rather have 4 quality clients than 40 that's going to get on my nerves. Because
yo, wait. You said you were from New York, right? Did I get that? All right. That's why we think alike a little bit. So I don't think it's about resetting anything. I think it's about sometimes what we have to do at the beginning of the year is prioritize. We got to reprioritize things.
Exactly.
Not
what
reset.
Did I do wrong? What did I do
wrong?
What can I do better? You can
look at my update. It says reprioritize.
Oh, yeah. See? Look, see, me and the other young lady on the phone, we should have copywritten that stuff. We should have had another private conversation.
Yeah,
because I knew
you
were going to come back.
Excuse me, ladies. Now, I have to say this, because, see, now, for her to grab my hand, I'm going to try to get you up. What I'm going to say is that as females, I love
we're
y'all
smarter?
Because there is a strength. See, you know, you guys remind me. My mom used to tell me the difference between men and women. Women bear the children, and they have a strength to rise. When the word failure, very few women will ever say that because there's no such thing as failure. Now, you may not succeed, but that doesn't mean you give up. You know,
right.
Men will say they failed. Just Poetic is a prime example of that. And no, I got to say that.
Okay, I
no,
agree.
No, but let me finish.
Well,
let me finish.
Did he quit?
No, wait a minute. Just a
no.
second.
Okay, did
just
he quit? What did
you
he do in action?
Said the word.
Okay,
excuse
go ahead.
Me. You still said the word, so it's
I made
ingrained
a mistake.
In your brain.
Oh,
no, no, no,
God,
wait a minute.
Please forgive me.
The psychological, the psychological side and the makeup of a human being, those things that are ingrained, such as failed and what have you, you know, they were taken out of me when I was young. I would say to my father, I can't. And he'd say, there's no such word as can't. There's no such word as fail.
You just didn't know
how to do it. You tried, but you didn't have the right tools to fix it. So what you have to understand is there are lessons to learn. You know, you may fall today, but then you have to get up, and you have to look up to rise. And women... I used to surround myself in a room full of women because they were motivated. Whereas you sit in a room full of guys and they're all singing the blues. I can't deal that. I want to be with a group of people when that door opens. We're going to go do what we need to do. And we're going
to make that road. You just like being around women. That's a good thing, brother.
Well, you know, I'm a player from the Himalayas. I'm way back when, up to now. Okay?
That's a good
so
thing,
guess
brother.
What? Hey, looky here. It's true. Been on the block, worked the block, owned the block. So guess
all
what?
All right, let me include a caller, guys. 574-262.
He wants it to be a guy game.
Oh, hey.
Well,
hello, how are you guys?
National. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Indiana.
You automatically have to be on my side.
Automatically on my side, okay, guys?
Well, what are you guys arguing about?
We don't argue. Not here. Not at Hip Hop National. We would never argue.
Oh, well, what are you guys trying to prove a point at, then?
We just throw punches at each other. Tonight, okay, we were talking about pushing reset and wiping the calendar clean, but I have been under the bus for quite a minute here because I used the wrong word by saying pushing reset when I made the title tonight. So they've been, like, throwing punches at me. You came in to rescue me. Go ahead, brother.
And he also used the word fail.
We don't know that he's coming to rescue you yet.
So you just made a mistypo on the title of your show.
That's
is that correct?
What I'm saying, man. That's a mistypo.
No. He didn't make a mistitle. He intentionally said reset.
I got somebody there.
That was intentional.
And he also said that failure.
So it's
and you also said you were from Indiana, and that's where I was born. So I need you to be on my side.
Sure. So he spelled pushing was the word, wasn't it?
No, reset. When I used the word reset, it was the wrong word to use.
Reset was the title of the show.
Reset your whole life, like your life,
all
your
right.
plan, your map of
well,
what
no,
you want to
no,
do
no,
for
no.
next year.
It's not reset your life.
Reprioritize.
It's like... reorganize your life if you're having a bad one.
Reorganize, right.
I love that word.
Yeah, reorganize your life, not restart it.
Thank you.
Okay. And you know something? And again, I want everybody who's listening, I was wrong. And I'm going to tell you what they
are. And it's
are
not going to end.
What they are saying is very important.
It's correct.
Words are very powerful.
Yes,
and
they are.
I know this. What we speak is what we have. And
yep.
Organize is a much better word. Now, somebody, if you're listening anywhere from around the world, please call in and help a brother. I'm proud.
You know what you should do, Al? A better way to handle this situation is this, is that you just admit that we don't take any of the titles that you say for any of the shows seriously. When we start talking, when Tiffany or the other young lady or Raw Dog mentions the title, that's what we're just going to go with. All right. Then you don't have to backtrack.
You know what he's like? He reminds me of a brother in the forest, and the flashlight batteries went out.
That's right. Yay.
You can't see nothing.
Anyway, I did not get 574 number. 574, what's a name? What's your name?
My name's Eddie.
Eddie. Thank you, Eddie, for joining us. Okay.
Eddie's not foolish. He joined the right side.
But I'll say this. So we can go on topic here. And I really did rename it for a reason, because when people are searching for something, I hope that they find it. And you guys were 100% right. And I was 100% wrong.
That's right.
And I'd like to move forward and talk about how could we reorganize.
Reorganize, that's right. Exactly.
You see what I mean? I just reorganized, or I prioritized based on what you guys said. I admitted to being wrong. And don't get me wrong.
We will forgive you.
I'm going at with the typical person or typical artist or typical entrepreneur that sometimes they don't have that support. You guys just supported me to getting myself stronger. Sometimes we don't have those people to guide us, to get us back on path when that they see us wrong. And they don't speak up. Listen.
You know how hard that was?
They don't speak up. And they don't
exactly.
say anything. They
right.
don't say anything. They rather
That's
let
right.
you fall. They let you rather let you fall and get the dust in your face over and over again.
And That's over and over again.
It takes community. It takes team work to make
yep.
the dream
work.
And
you
I
know,
appreciate
that,
all
just
of you
like
guys.
Being...
What do you guys say to that? As far as teamwork to make the dream work, what would you say that you need good people like yourselves on deck? Man, I turned that around.
I would say that we are very good people on deck.
Yeah. That's
but,
right.
But
you know,
Al,
when we hear it.
Al, I must say to you one thing is that it was not easy. It was not easy for you to reorganize your train of thought with the title of the show. But you were smart enough to do that. But you were smart enough to do that.
And how many people stay stuck on the dock because they don't want to take your advice because she's being mean to me.
Right.
Well, I got.
You
know,
she's telling me I need a new photo. I need this. You know, yeah, you do. If you want to apply for corporate America to go sing for them, you might need a better photo. That's for the club. That's not for corporate America.
Yep. Exactly. That's just like being the music program director here. I've got artists in the city that I've approached, and they're really talented, but I can't get them on track to understand that they need to take the cursing out of their lyrics just to get airplay, you know. And
radio, right.
But, you know, the funny part, they've been in circles for so long. Who's singing? Is that you, Tiffany?
No, that's me. That's
Absolutely
Eddie.
Not. Absolutely
that was you,
not.
Eddie?
Yes, it was.
Uh-oh, you must be drinking what I'm drinking.
Yes, I am.
Merry Christmas to you.
But I got a question, okay? So in order to keep this going, when it comes to getting to the new year, so you don't really make the change on January 2nd. So let's just go to, like, the 31st of December of this year. What differences would people make going forward? Not resetting, but just what differences?
Reorganizing.
Reorganizing or, you know, reprioritizing, whatever
yep.
it is.
Revamping. Rebranding.
Exactly. So that's
okay.
what I think we need to focus on, is how to do that in the new year.
I'm going to ask the panel one question.
Before we go there, I do want to say this, guys. We're going to take us a short break, but when we come back, I want to ask you guys, because I was really under the bus for a moment, and that's for real. And don't get me wrong, everybody go through it every now and then where they were wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Even
admit.
I have.
Listen to me. They, mm-hmm. they don't admit that they're wrong. So,
right.
for one, they hold themselves back. They can't go forward because
mm-hmm.
they have pride and can't admit to it. The thing
yep.
is, how important is constructive criticism and how you take
mm-hmm.
it in revamping? When we come back, I definitely want to talk about that, and I want you guys' thoughts on it. Okay. So y'all stay with us
Ooh.
Until we come back. We'll be back in just a moment. And you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We are talking about reorganize. The title has been changed and wipe the calendar clean. And we'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. There's more on the other side.
Gospel, hip-hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Inc., is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes. Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Hip Hop National is now hiring interns and salespeople. Call us today at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555 for more details.
All right, guys, we're back. And right now we're talking about reorganize and wipe the calendar clean. But before we went to the break, I asked a question. How important is constructive criticism? And why do I need to listen to someone who's given it? We'll be back. I'm going to start off with, I'm going to bring it in from Eddie, and then I'm going to Daphne, Tiffany, and then Raw Dog.
All right. Hi.
What's your take?
Well, my take is, like, if you reorganize your life, then you'll start out new.
No. Here's the question. Constructive criticism. Why is it important to me? Why should I listen to those who give it?
Well, You should listen to those who give it because they could help you in life, and, you know, they could help you do the right thing. That's what I got to say about that.
All right. Thanks, Eddie. Daphne? Say what is Eddie.
I feel like constructive criticism is, especially if you're calling yourself an entrepreneur, solopreneur, mommypreneur, musicpreneur, whatever you're calling yourself these days, you know, we all go through the titles sometimes, but it's best the top and the most successful and significantly successful had coaches. They had coaches, and a coach will tell you if you're playing on the field, they will tell you when you're wrong. It could be the best player, Michael Jordan. I mean, I love the quote with Michael Jordan, all the times that he missed the winning shot. I'm sure his coach chewed him out when the cameras were not there, and it only made him better. So for me, constructive criticism is good. It may not feel good. It may hurt when it's going inside your gut. It's a, you know, you get that lump in your throat. But, you know, all good coaches, they have coaches. I'm a coach. I coach women and men in business, and I mentor youth. And sometimes I have youth that they just don't come back to the program. I don't embarrass them, but they don't like being told what to do. So I think it's so important if you're serious about obtaining your goals and your dreams in life. It's just inevitable. You rather for it to be done at home than to be, you remember little being in the mall and your mother just look at you, do you want to go to the bathroom? You know, that look she would give you, it's like, okay, if I don't get it together right here with the look, I'm in trouble. Because when the cameras are on, and now with the Twitter, you send something out, if you didn't listen to your publicist about your mouth or whatever, that you know, whatever you do wrong, and they're trying to correct you, and you don't want to correct yourself or you don't want to listen, you're going to damage yourself. I mean, we could pull a whole bunch of artists that have done it on Twitter, and they try to say their computer was hacked. You know, your life can't be hacked. So we live in a viral world now. You have to be, you're under the camera all the time. When you go viral, you really have to be more careful on how you share what you do, especially if you're saying you're a youth mentor or you're going to give back to youth. And even if your music is on a level of, you know, you can't share this kind of music in the church and you have a different kind of music, you still have to get constructive criticism. We all have to.
I agree. We're gonna go to Tiffany. Tiffany, before I come to you, though, I want to welcome this caller, and then we'll come back to that caller. 530-312, please state your name, where you're calling in from.
Hey, this is Gio from Music for the Soul, calling from California.
Gio, welcome to Hip Hop National. Gio, I'm going to come back to you. I was going to let Tiffany speak, Raw Dog, and then I'm going to come back to you. Okay, Gio? So stay with us, okay? Appreciate
All
you
right.
calling in. Tiffany, what's your thoughts?
Well, I just like to say, and I'm going to try and make this as short as possible, I would just like to say all of the best art comes from blood, sweat, and tears. Therefore, those moments where people come and say, you know what, maybe you try and rethink this approach. Maybe you try and rethink that approach. Even though it stings at the moment, if you really take it and listen to it, then you can make a better performer out of yourself. Not only just because of the fact that you're listening to advice, but then you're also opening up yourself to a broader spectrum of people who might feel the same way that person does that try to give you whatever tidbit of advice that might be. And that's what I really feel, and that's something that consistently, you know, I had to do and still have to do this year. I've seen those moments where people have said, okay, you know what, you know, Tiff, this piece is a little bit heavy. Can you kind of tone it down? And so, therefore, what I did is I toned it down in my own way. So I made a compromise where I didn't go 100% in everybody's face, but at the same time I made sure to stay 75% in people's face so that the piece that I'm writing and the piece that I'm doing makes a difference. And also I got to keep in mind, I was smart enough to know that when people told me, you know what, Tiff, maybe that piece, and this is not even Complacent, my current feature film project, but another piece that I wrote that is a lot more raw and in your face, somebody had mentioned to me, you know what, maybe you go ahead and send that piece overseas first And that was a great idea that I listened to and a great idea for me to do. So sometimes people do have better advice than you're willing to take yourself, but at the end of the day, it can make you into a better talent, a better performer, and also a better mm-hmm. artist in whatever field you're in. So that's what
All
I have
right.
to say.
Right on.
Well, you know, I think being the oldest one on the panel, I think that no, really, you know, I'm proud of it, made it. But being getting up in age, my father gave me one tool that kind of brings about understanding, you know, people giving you constructive criticism. He would say, you know, hey, listen, you don't have to do it, but then go to the mountains, sit, think, evaluate, see if it is logical. See if it is something that is going to be helpful. Because, you see, no one has the directive points of understanding how to complete what they're trying to do. You know, you always need help. You know, you might have to regroup, you know, and head in a different direction to achieve your goal. But, you know, when you start to just think that you have all the answers inside the box, realize no one knows everything. Everybody on the planet Earth needs help. And guess what? You have to evaluate the help that's being given. And, you know, it's just about, you know, trying to get yourself and your plan. See, you have to have a plan also. You know, and the one question, and I think somebody said it about New Year's. Tiffany brought up, you know, okay, your New Year's resolution. How many people take the time on New Year's Eve to really look back and regroup and formulate a better plan to change, to grow, to be a better person, to be able to achieve their goals by the mistakes they've made in the past? They actually take the time to look at them. Or are they so busy partying that they don't take the chance to look back? You know, I think if you don't look back and reflect on where you've been, you're not going to know how to get where you want to go. You know, it's all footsteps. And so, you know, that's my part of it.
Geo, I know you're out there in the cut and you're ready to go. Go for it.
Well, I think, you know, everybody, you guys hit it on the nail. My thing is, I always tell all the artists, you know, the biggest room in the world is the room for improvement. And it takes all of us to work together to make people and artists and companies be very successful. Listening is the most keyful thing. That's why God made us with two ears and one mouth, so that we can listen first.
My mom used
second.
To tell me that.
Right. Hey, that's old school.
And that's the truth.
It ain't changed, has it?
You know, so, you know, and you know, as with artists, you know, that's the difference between a singer and a rapper, because an artist is someone that creates something, you know. So once you become that, you know, you'll see a big difference in your life and in your talent, and that's what will push you to the next level. But becoming an artist, you do that by listening and taking that constructive criticism, you know, that way that you can keep improving yourself.
He said something profound there, because he said singer and rapper, and then he said artist. Maybe a lot of the young folks that are trying to get into the industry are putting on the wrong hats. They should go to be an artist, rather than specifically a rapper or specifically a singer. They want to be an artist, entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That was deep.
Well, that's what they're supposed to be, but
do they think like
that,
though?
I agree that they need to think it. They need to think in that mindset so that they can transform into what they want to be.
That,
so,
I think artist is the complete picture, right? Whereas singer and the rapper are just parts of the puzzle.
Parts of the puzzle. I agree.
Right.
That was very well said there, Gio.
I always jump on the right train. I ain't riding your train.
Exactly. You've been riding the right train.
I see that. You jump on one train, jump on another. Okay, that one rides a little bit better.
Hey. At my age, I've learned.
I totally get it, man. I totally get it. So constructive criticism is a part of play in which they need to have to grow, to develop into the new and better. Correct.
And we all need.
Yeah.
We all need it. I gotta be honest with you guys. The truth is, I felt off my A game tonight when you guys criticized my title. But I said, you know what? I'm gonna suck it in, and I'm gonna reorganize.
And you've been whining ever since.
A new show.
I have a question, though.
Eddie, you got background noise. That's the only reason why I have not I got your mic off. If you want, just put your mic on mute, and then when you're ready to speak, then take it off, okay? But I want to keep your mic open so you can be a part of the discussion. Go ahead.
Sure.
All right.
Yes?
Go ahead, Tiffany.
No, I just have a question. So we've talked a lot about, not resetting, but reorganizing and reprioritizing for 2014. Does anybody have any ideas of how they plan to do that? I'm just curious.
I have one way.
Go ahead, Gio.
Okay.
Move around.
So I was saying one way that I can help others to see, and I do myself, is those goals, the daily goals. And then we also have a 30-60-90. What that means is you write out your 90-day goal, what you want to accomplish in 90 days. You also write out what you want to accomplish in 60 days. And you also write out what you want to accomplish in 30 days. In the meanwhile, you use those everyday goals to accomplish the 30 days. And once you get to that point, it'll keep going on and so on and so on. But if you write it down instead of just saying and talking about it and saying, oh, I'm going to do this or I'm going to change that, and you see it, it really helps you to accomplish a lot of things.
And
I
would say
just, for real.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And it's basically write the vision, the same thing. You know, without a plan, you can't even fail. So the Bible speaks of how you should write the vision, though it tarry, though, you know, that means don't be impatient while you're waiting for it. You still have to work towards it. If you're planning shows, you just don't wait for on the January 30th, I have a show. What you're doing before the show, you're making sure your hair's tight, you're making sure you got a nice shape up, or you have your braids, your weave, whatever, sewn in, your natural hair, whatever you have. You're going to work towards getting there until that big appearance. You jump on the stage. You have to do some preparation. For me, what I'm planning, today and yesterday, my mom and her high school friends, we all went out to Christmas caroling to the seniors and the sick. So they were so overjoyed, but I think we enjoyed it more than them. It just, you know, warmed our heart to see them. They were just so happy that we were there. And for me, you know, we had so much fun. I had so much fun with the 60 and 65-year-olds. And I said, you know what, before Christmas or after Christmas, before New Year's, let's do a vision party, you know, vision boards. I do that with the teens that I mentor. And when I look at my vision board, I have it. When I wake up, I see it. It's right next to my Bible. So I see it, and I'm looking at it, and I see what's being done. I'm checking things off. Okay. But like he said, the 30, the 60, I go all the way to a 180, like a 180 degree, and then come 360, that's 365 days. What have you done from the beginning to now that we're at the end of the year, instead of looking at, okay, next year is going to be my year. How about this is your life? And you just start and just push the button as many times as you have to, but make sure when you're pushing the button, you see progress.
it's a process to it, but you see it. You could see it. Okay, last year I was trying to lose 50 pounds, but I only lost 20. So you see the process. The progress is growing.
Where's the monkey?
Yeah,
you
one up,
go
one to the monkey.
No. Hello?
Background.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Too much noise. Eddie, I don't know if you were getting ready to speak. Were you getting ready to speak, Eddie? You got the floor.
Oh, were you guys talking about, like, reorganizing for the next year? I do have some advice for that, too.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Like, you can, like, organize your house. Now.
Yes. Clean your closet and don't do drugs.
Okay, yeah, that's good too, Katie.
But actually, it does work because it helps you clear your mind.
Yes, and reorganizing your house, and because it would make it more cleaner, and you know.
And don't do drugs.
Okay, yeah, you can lay off drugs too if you have a drug addiction.
Eddie, it helps you. It helps you have a clear mind.
Yeah.
By having everything around you a little bit more clean and organized, it just helps you think, be able to think clearly. So I'm supporting you there.
Yeah.
Go ahead and I didn't hear from Rodo.
Yeah.
Rodo?
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna say this. You know. Hey, planners are wonderful. They're wonderful. 90 days, 180 days, all of that. Because guess what? You got to get organized. You've got to get in pace with the world, irregardless of what you're doing. And it's one way to formulate a plan. See, we always talk about, you know, what are your plans for the future? Well, you know, to talk one thing is just that. You're talking. To write it down, that's the next step. It goes from the thought to the paper. Now, the motivation is to be honest with yourself in the plan that you make. Because, yes, you can write it down, and then you can ignore it. So you have to actually put yourself in a regimented point of being honest with yourself and trying to achieve the goals. I mean, you know, we hear a lot of people talk about, hey, I want to do this and I want to do that in the future and what have you, and they never do it. But that's just talk. You know, you take your thought and put it into action. We wouldn't have light bulbs. We wouldn't have traffic lights. We wouldn't have toilets. We wouldn't have sewer lines. These people thought about it. They put it in a plan, and they went forward with it. Success comes with a plan. It just doesn't fall out of the sky. Well, yeah, somebody hit the lottery, the mega lotto, okay, that fell out of the sky. But how many in how many millions did it take? But just those two people. Well, I played it. I know you played it, Poetic, and probably Tiffany played it, and Daphne played it, and Gio and Eddie played it. And guess what? We weren't the winners. So, you know, the plan has to be realistic. And, you know, it's funny because you don't realize that 365 days, that's a year in your life. Make that year worthwhile, productive. You know, you can sit and procrastinate and dream all day. You can use drugs and what have you, and you know, the fantasy becomes even closer, but the reality is you didn't make any steps to get it closer. You know, I've seen people in their lifetime, you know, and that's why I say being the oldest one on the board, I you guys have inspired me because there is hope for the next generation. You guys are making wise statements about your future and how to get there. But I've seen a lot of them just talk it, not walk it, not listen to the criticism, not listen to, other people giving them a solution to their problem, just running and hiding and saying, oh, hey, guess what, I failed. See, you know, when I heard Poetic say that, it reminded me of a lot of the people that I had gone to school with, and they just gave up. You never give up. You never give up. You never stop trying to achieve your goals.
Wait, Rhonda. I disagree. I gave up because I lost that battle. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Give up on being wrong and go going right.
Listen to me.
Going right.
Who said you lost other than you? You might have just been down and on the ropes. Listen to me. You might have been down.
Wait a minute.
A lot of people have counted me out, and I was just on the ropes. Yes. You got until the count of 10, and that's when God calls you. So you're never out. You're
preach
down.
It, brother. Preach it.
So understand it. Because, see, if you don't get that little engine revved in you, yeah, you will never go anywhere. And that's
and
one that can stop you is you.
Go ahead, Daphne.
And I will see you, Lois. I won't. It's you.
I didn't hear her. Is it me? Is it me or is it her?
I think she's breaking up. Daphne?
You're breaking up.
You're breaking up.
Now. Now we hear you now.
Oh, what I said was I won't say that you lost. I would just say there's another way of looking at it. So you may not have been totally correct in how you said it or how you used the word, but what it did was it expanded it brought in a conversation, and now we're on constructive criticism, vision planning and reworking the plan. And so I won't necessarily say you lost. And I mean, sometimes losers, they just give up. You didn't hang up the phone. You still here hosting the show, so
I should have hung up then, man.
Tried to. You did for a minute. You got out
I mean,
the
you
line.
You just gotta look at it from another perspective. And you know, I like the way you said it. There's just so many different views you could come at it from.
Actually, guys, I tell you like this. Tonight was a true real time type of show. I was actually feeling the pressure real time.
That's good. That's life.
And I'm going to tell you like this. Tonight, I can say it was a learning experience. And I pray that those who were listening were able to feel what I was going through, that they may be going through something, but then have a team of people that help them and support them and say, okay, you were wrong, but maybe you wasn't completely this. Maybe you should look at it in a different way.
No, you were wrong. It was no halfway.
No,
you
know.
Yeah,
you know,
but right on. I was wrong, but I'm going to tell you like this. You guys guided me back and supported me and said, hey, maybe you were wrong. Maybe you're looking at it the wrong way.
And you know that what?
Hold on, though. Al, I think you said the first introduction to me, and I said right then, you're wrong with the title. But still, at the same time.
I give it to you, Tiffany.
You know,
you were right from
the
start.
Even though but you fought it. In the beginning, you fought it. But at least you were aware
enough. That's in my nature. I'm going to fight.
Yeah. But at least you were aware enough. You were aware enough to call a spade a spade. And that's what I think we need to do. And one thing that for me personally that I have to learn how to do, and this is something that I've realized through the course of this year, is the fact that for me to honestly say, and this is something that I prayed about, I can't do everything alone. I can't do everything by myself. You see what I'm saying? And I had to – it took me till probably a week ago when I reached out to my cast and I said, you know what, for this year I've been trying to think that I could push all the support for this project. I could get the word out as much as I could by myself. And the thing about it is I said, but at this moment I need you all to step up. Thank God I have a pretty big cast and a pretty understanding cast. It's like, okay, yeah, Tiff, we understand because they've seen me work my butt off. And the moment I did that, today I get a email from American Express saying that we want to promote your project. You see what I'm saying? It took me going and saying, God, I'm sorry, what am I doing wrong? And me realizing that there was a major thing I was doing wrong, and it takes a group of people to make things a success, and not just one person. That's not the way that God created us, to just go out there and try and, you know, do everything ourselves. We need a backing. We need other people to support. We need other people to step up and say, you know what, maybe we can help you out with this. Or maybe you're kind of a little bit off track with your view, but we understand your vision. And that happened today with this show. But it wasn't just this show. It was a moment that we could all take a moment to understand each other and say and see how easily and quickly it took us. I mean, it took us about, in total, about 10 minutes to pretty much all get on the same page. You see what I'm saying? And that's how beautiful it was, how quickly that happened, how quickly it changed, and how quickly we were able to continue on with the view of how the show could go and how we could end this year. And I think that's just beautiful. And thank you, Al, for taking constructive criticism and us all just together moving forward with this topic.
But you know something else that it showed?
So well said, Tiffany.
You know what else it showed, Tiffany?
You're welcome. Remember, checks in the mail, huh?
You're never too old to learn.
See,
that's what it showed. We're never too old to learn.
Exactly.
And see, you know, and we're not always right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so, you know, this has really been good because the young people should understand that, you know, in success in this life is about efforts. Mm-hmm. You don't fail, you fall short. You regroup and you go back. And you might fall again. But, you know, the whole point about it is you don't fail as long as you're trying. You may not succeed, but you're going to have a successful try. So guess what? Poetic, you've learned something today. I hope we never hear out of your mouth the word failure because of the fact, one, hey, guess what? We're all in this boat together. Everybody goes through the same things.
Yep.
You know? And so what happens is that, and I've told you this so many times, I said, Poetic, get in the boat and row. Because if we keep rowing, maybe we'll all get to the goals that we're trying to achieve. And, you know, it's funny, you know. I know you younger people, you say, well, what is he talking about? Well, you know, they used to say, hey, you're not in the boat by yourself. There are other people that are in the boat with you. All they got to do is raise their hands and say, you know, here I am. And let's row. Let's get where we're going. Let's promote. Let's invest in ourselves. Because, you see, that's the one way we can get there faster. Now, you know, let's not think everything in getting rich. Let's throw that one out. But let's just say having a good life. Because, you see, that's part of this equation. People, they don't want a good life. They want it to be rich. Well, what's a good life? Harmony, love, family. You know, you may not make the magazine cover, but you are in God's image to be a good person, to give, to help. It takes a village to raise a child. Look at the village on the board. It took all of that. For Poetic, we're pulling you from under the bus. You're not wrong. It was just, hey, now your thinking is different.
Yes.
But wait.
And I know one thing I wanted you to say real quick, Poet. You know, me personally, from my own personal experience, you know, I was in a Fortune 500 company, and at that time I was making as a $50,000 a year. And I was seeing the company make millions off of the ideals that I had and was doing. And it was really getting me frustrated. So at that time, I was like, well, I'm just ready to give up this, and I'm just ready to do it. Go do something totally different. You know, and what I did do is I did something that I loved doing. I wind up opening up one of my first restaurants. And when I made my first $100,000, I felt it because I was excited about something that I loved, and I was able to do it. And then at that time, once I was able to do that, my thing was, well, let's show someone else how to do it. And so that's what we did. You know, we went ahead and started opening up another and another just to get other people involved in teaching them how to own their own something, and we passed it on to them. You know, so like for yourself and any others, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, you never make a mistake. I always learned. We learned these are life lessons.
Yes.
And once you, as long as you go through it and you learn from it, then you're doing right, and you'll be okay. It's never too late. Just like you said earlier, it's never too late for anything, you know. And sometimes we try to do so many other things because we're trying to please everybody that we lose the joy of what we were doing or what we like doing. So once you gain the grips with that, you know, and get back on yours, you'll see the difference, you know, and everything will start coming to you quite a bit. For me to even call tonight is my wife's birthday. I'm about to leave, you guys. But,
Happy birthday to the wife, my man.
Yeah.
Gio, I hope you're not being thrown up under the bus on this. Your wife is okay with you calling in.
Oh, no, that was
yeah, you're fine.
That was fine.
Just
you.
<All right.
laughs> Happy birthday, brother. Happy birthday to the wife. Tell her that. Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you for calling in, Gio. Really appreciate you coming in, because when you stepped in, you did step in with a bit of solid advice that was helpful. And I appreciate everyone tonight, literally, getting me back on track and making me ride the bicycle a little bit better.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Well, you guys have a good night. And we'll listen in together.
All right. Anybody got final thoughts? Final thoughts. Grab them now.
Final thoughts.
I'm going to go. Yes. For tonight, where you want to give them some advice in reorganizing and wiping themselves their calendar clean so that they can move forward. Go ahead.
What I would just say is that listen to others who have gone the path before you. Listen to the ones that are going through the journey with you, and always make it a point to agree to disagree. That's the only way, and that's something that I think a lot of the young artists need to understand, is that it's not necessarily that you're wrong, it's not necessarily that you're right, but at least take the time to agree to disagree with other people so that you all can have a valid and productive conversation, so that hopefully at the end of the day it will end up having the best results for not only you, but possibly for whoever else you're talking to at the same time.
And for me it was exactly that, but I agreed to agree. I didn't disagree. And I couldn't because I was one.
All right, honey. Let's be real.
You won. There's no win or loss in this. I appreciate it. Daphne.
Yes, my final thoughts would be to become who you already are. How do you do that from the inside out? Just following your passion, your purpose, and I believe that you can profit from that. You don't have to follow the crowd. You know, you can make your own way. And I just believe that if you keep the faith and not give up on yourself and stop telling everybody what you're going to do, of course they think it's crazy. They thought making planes fly in the sky was crazy. And now we can't imagine not being able to fly somewhere that's going to take 5 days to get there or 5 hours, you know. So, you know, just become who you already are. That may sound
harder than it is. And I say that to you because that's what I had to do. And I can only teach from where I've come from. And that's the team that I mentor. That's the little tagline that literally God downloaded to me. When you decide I'm going to have a game plan for success and you could be on a blank page and not really know what to put on that page, just start reading and clearing your mind. Change your mindset. Stop allowing people to say negative things to you. Stop being around those toxic people and places. That's what I would say.
Love it. Love it. That was a 1-2 punch. Yeah, I appreciate that. Right off.
Well, you know, hey, I'm going to say this to you, okay? You know, I've listened to the ladies, and I've listened to you, Poetic, you know, and tonight's been a beautiful discussion, without a doubt, you know, and we've shown so many different points on how, you know, that you can learn and change. We've seen you do that. We've heard you do that over the radio this evening on how you viewed things and the statements that you used. And tomorrow when you wake up, hopefully it will affect and we will never hear those things again. But, you know, in this, you know, I got to say this before the holidays and what have you. This has been a great panel. You know, I heard Poetic grow through the radio this evening. And I think you guys did a magnificent job. I think it takes a village to raise a child, and it takes mentors like all of you that have called in this evening on the panel to help those understand this music business, the industry, you know, and I think you gave them words of wisdom. You know, they need to sit, think, look where they've been, and then look to where they're trying to get to and formulate a plan. That 180 day, writing it down, that was beautiful. I loved the way that Daphne said in the Bible, you know, writing on tablets. I liked the way Tiffany said that it takes a team. You know, sometimes you can't do it yourself, and you have to reach out. Daphne said, hey, you have to invest in yourself. And all these are true words. And, you know, you couldn't give artists, and Gio said that, not singers, rappers, artists, you know, any better gifts than you've given them today. And that's the best Christmas gifts you can give them. I hope they listen. I hope they take it in. It wasn't directed towards any specific individual. But as a generality, maybe that,
sure,
maybe it was
taking that person.
Well, no. But see, it just goes to show that guess what? That no matter what age, every day you can learn something new. Every day you can be helped. But you have to take it as though it was information rather than haters. You know, somebody trying to down you. And that's not what they were trying to do when they corrected you. They were just trying to give you a correction. So, you know, I hope, and I know you didn't take it personal, but then I guess, you know, that's just the way life is. So I want to say Merry Christmas.
I didn't take it personal. I thought it was very important, and I'm glad, and I literally did. You know, I changed and transformed my thought because of what you guys had said. I really thought it was better said to say either reorganize or reprioritize. I really felt so, and I think you were on point, and I just want you guys to know I appreciate the constructive criticism because that's sincerely, that's how we improve our process. Now, when someone is trying to destroy you and trying to take you down and trying to make you feel like, I mean, instead, you guys, we were playing, and you guys played with me, and I love it. I love that on the show, period. But when someone's trying to beat you down to make you feel like you're a nobody, get away from them as far as you possibly can, as fast as you can. Because those are the people that they have no good intentions for you in the first place. You need to surround yourself with good people so you can stay focused and build your dream as you set out to do.
But
that's
Al, I gotta tell you one thing is that prior to this show even starting, I had talked to Raw Dog and told him I was a little bit concerned with the title of today's show. But
okay.
I told him right then, I said I would prefer to have any discussion about it actually on the show. And I think that's important because we all, people and young artists need to know that we don't always see eye to eye from the get. It always happens through being able to have mature, rational, and honest conversations about that. And through that, you can have the opportunity to change your vision or to not change it and, again, agree to disagree. And that was important, and I think that's important for a lot of young artists coming up to know. You don't always have to be right. You don't always have to be wrong. But just to at least be able to have mature conversations, I think that's the most important part.
True.
To those who are listening in, guys, we are a promotional firm to help you present a professional portfolio to the inside industry of the music business. Tiffany is a film producer. Send in your music. We got a whole bunch that we're sending to her right now, soon. And she's getting it. I'm lining a lot of it for you, Tiffany, just by the way. And,
Daphne,
she does PR. So you guys want to get to these people, call in. 954-461-3398. Again, 954-461-3398. Or go to our website, www.hiphopnational.com, and let us know in the note field what you need, and we'll help you go forward. All right. Rod All, we got music.
You? I got music. You know I got music. I always got music. Why,
I
you
got,
want music?
I want music.
Thank Aren't
you
guys. Supposed to say something to the panel?
Yes, I love you all, and I have to say this. What station is bringing the best tips and advice to the music business?
Hip Hop National.
Thank you.
But aren't you supposed to say something else to the panel?
I love you. And happy holidays to all of you guys.
I knew I
would. Enjoy your Christmas.
There you go.
Enjoy your Christmas.
Thank you.
And I love you all. Okay.
Happy holidays. God bless you all.
I'm telling you,
Thank
that dude
you.
Right there, he's on point.
Hey,
not
it's hard
you
raising
you.
You
are.
Thank
well,
for
you guys know I love you. Tiffany, you have a good holiday. Daphne, have a good holiday. Poetic, have a good holiday. And you want me to roll the music now, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. God bless all of y'all.
Thank you. God bless.
Roll it.
Good night, everybody. All right. Bye-bye.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
And the fly is out. Let the people see. I'm back in the house.
This is Arthur Ray G.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio in the Mix with Dr. Ray T. I'm your host, Dr. Ray T.
This is Dr. Ray T.
You know what this about? Spread the word, you heard? Why ain't every time I paint picture, I change minds with the rhymes I'm giving?
There's a party going on right here on Hip Hop National Radio.
My aim in the game is to do things different. Next artist to get this bad boy popping.
This is Dr. Ray T. Expect yourself.
Put the posters up and the flyers out. Let the people see. I'm back in the house to make noise.
This is Dr. Ray T.
Spread the word, you heard? Put the posters up and the flyers out.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poetic, right here in the studio.
Turn the music up, you wanna feel the pain? Show love, my fam's in the house, everybody looking plush. Shorty flipping old school.
This is Dr. AT.
Celebrate life despite the pains.
This is Dr. AT.
We here for a purpose, let's make it rain. If you don't like what I'm saying, take a hike. I'm probably talking fast and you think it's slow. However you feel, we still get right. Make money, there we go. Go to the next show. Put the posters up, hand the flyers out. Let the people see I'm back in the house to make noise.
This is Dr. AT.
Spread the word, you heard? Put the posters up, hand the flyers out. Let the people see I'm back in the house to make noise.
This is Dr. AT. To all you artists out there, if you guys want to get your song heard right here on Hip Hop National Radio, all you gotta do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995. Time to party, summer.
Everybody wants. mix with Dr. A.T. Cammy Hearn on the Spreaker channel. www.spreaker.com/listen. Hip Hop National Radio. And the next song is going to be by Miss Tiffany, Get Money. Next on deck, Sam OG, I Wanna Know.
Tell me what you dream, my girl.
Yo,
just tell me what it is that you dream, girl.
Tell me what you dream,
Roscoe Fettuccine.
same OG.
Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you around the store.
Fetty Gang official.
Fetty Gang.
We work.
G Music Entertainment.
Yo. Let's go.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Come on. These clouds arouse my desire for life.
Yeah.
I did just add some spice. Taking the storms, what is wrong is right.
Yeah.
Vice versa, we can't bring back the hands of time.
Yeah.
Productivity unlocked daily.
Yeah.
In togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah.
For eternity, say you, yeah. Say me,
yeah.
Fingerprints, a firm grip.
Yeah.
My Lord is a master.
Yeah.
I was born equipped with this arithmetic.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom,
yeah.
Witness to the blind, leading the blind,
yeah.
Behind to bless through stress,
yeah.
With this prophecy,
yeah.
I prophesy,
yeah.
Ignorance is kind,
yeah.
Inviting us with a smile,
yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward,
yeah.
Turn, then unwind,
yeah.
Two steps,
yeah.
With each breath I breathe,
yeah.
Together we will achieve,
yeah.
Feel strong about this belief,
yeah.
I believe in equality, yeah,
yeah.
We all human beings.
We all human beings howling,
yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night, a beast,
yeah.
Playing this out, matching the pieces, transforming my reality,
yeah.
Enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2,
yeah.
10,
yeah.
Make sure the deep of time,
yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind, spiraling out of control. Your soul,
yeah.
Our Lord shall console,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Straight and narrow, not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings, I do travel,
yeah.
steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master's degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality. Yes, Lord. We all.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah.
I check. Once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah.
Our fire. I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah.
Blessed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We all human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We all human beings.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
My mind often fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and hell, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart and indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue.
Breaks for you like a continuous flood, forever pumping for my love, the never ceasing, wanting to be with you in celestial blue, to forever walk in the light of God's never dawning sun, in the river of light we've ever plunged. When I look at you through stained glass blue, blue, blue.
Sing.
Next on deck is Shergi, Lovely Day.
Man, just face the truth. Don't look the other way. Still gonna be love today.
It's gonna be a lovely day.